Welcome to the Curious Tech Podcast. This is episode 147 for January 17th, 2021, Unpacking CES. My name is Toby Henning. I'm joined this evening by Devin Rizzo. How are you this evening?
Hello.
Yes. You kind of said something up, and I was expecting a little bit more than...
I don't know. Just hi.
Hi. How are you, Devin?
I'm here.
Being here is a good first step. As Apple Fitness Plus yoga workouts have taught me, trying is part of the process. And even if you really suck at it, eventually you will suck less. So it's always a good first step.
Again, I would still pay money to see you doing yoga.
I'm pretty awful on it, but it works. So
are you just not bendy?
No, I mean I'm sufficiently bendy, I guess, but I don't know. Yoga just makes you bend in weird ways that are very unnatural to me. So
it's so relaxing.
it's something. But it makes it so I can do other kind of workouts and my joints don't hurt as, not joints, but like my feet don't hurt as much afterwards. So That's the primary reason I do it. And also whenever the apartment gym is full, because I refuse to use it whenever somebody is in there right now because coronavirus, it gives me something that I can do in my own apartment. So.
Yay, COVID. It's still here.
Yeah, I got vaccinated yesterday.
Yeah, someone's fancy and less likely to get COVID.
Yes, in about a week and a half, I will be 50% less likely to get COVID. And then in 3 weeks from now, about 3 or 4, I'll be 90% less likely to get COVID. That's not how those numbers really work, but 90% effect. 90 plus percent effective is better than no effectiveness at all. So, didn't really run a fever this time. A little bit of arm pain, kind of like you get with like a flu shot, because it's like a intramuscular shot. And then I had like a little bit of achiness last night, but I took some Tylenol and slept a bunch, and I'm good to go. So, also I got a Auburn Band-Aid, and that made my day.
All right.
Anyway, this week is full of we have lots of tech news. We have a lot of tech news. We have like 4 pages of tech news.
That's so because CES happened, as well as Samsung Unpacked. Samsung's,
yes, so it's the title, Unpacking CES, because I think it's still called Unpacked. I don't really know if it's called Unpacked anymore, but Samsung unpacked a bunch of stuff this week. So, Devin.
And I have all of it.
Devin ordered like the vast majority.
I have literally all of it.
She like shamed me. Because like normally I get super excited about all the Apple stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get this and this and this. And then I only get like one thing. And then Devin's like, I ordered everything.
I have literally all of it.
So I guess let's start with the news stories and then we'll talk about what you actually ordered. So new Galaxy Buds Pro.
So they're truly wireless earbuds. They have active noise canceling. They come in a bunch of colors. Mm-hmm. They don't look like the Beans.
I'm okay with that.
I am too, because I was going to buy the old Buds because the lives are just kind of weird.
The Beans are especially weird with like the silver or the copper ones. I mean, the copper ones look like hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
So these are kind of like shiny metal, but they are they do have noise cancellation.
Yeah. So they are supposedly the best audio experience of all of their truly wireless headphones. They have active noise canceling, but you also have an ambient sound mode to let you amplify surrounding noise by 20 decibels.
Yes. Also, there is automatic. So if you start talking, it'll lower the volume and pause it. Also, they have IPX7 water resistance now.
Okay.
So if you get stuck in a rainstorm, it won't ruin your fancy headphones.
Yeah, they've got 3 built-in mics to pick up your voice so you can talk on phone calls. And it can also help filter background noise while you're talking.
Yes. Not having to like not take out my AirPods is like one of the coolest thing ever whenever I need to like talk to people. I just like hold the little stem for a second and it switches into transparency mode, and yeah, it's pretty magical.
Yeah, so these clearly look like they are the direct competitor to Apple's AirPods Pro. And they come in black, silver, and purple.
Their battery life is not garbage now. People finally figured out how to make tiny, tiny Bluetooth headphones that compete with Apple's battery life.
See, I didn't even look at the battery life when I bought them.
Yeah, they're on par with the AirPods. 5 hours for the headphones and then 13 hours in the case itself.
Okay, good, because I totally didn't look at that.
Yeah, and I mean, if they're like the AirPods, you can also pop them in the case and get like an hour or two of charge in about like 5 minutes, so.
I also paid $12 for them, so I literally do not care if they suck.
I've been seeing some of the tentative reviews, and it seems like they're pretty good.
Yes, I got these for $12, and they are in purple.
Oh, very cool. You're going to have like an Ivan Ooze purple. Do you have any idea who Ivan Ooze is?
I have no idea who that is.
He's a villain in the first Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. You were probably way too young for that.
When did that movie come out?
Oh, gosh. I was a little kid. I was like really little. Like, I don't know if you were born. Morphin Power Rangers, the movie.
The movie came out in 93.
1995.
I was not alive. I was not even on this planet yet, no way.
I know.
My mom was not even pregnant with me yet.
I am very old.
Are old.
Yeah, I remember seeing it in the movie theaters.
Yeah, see, I feel like this is a weird thing between us. Is like, we don't really think about the age gap until something like this happens. And then it's like, oh wait, Hobie is actually old.
Anyway, sorry, I'm adjusting camera settings on the fly. Samsung has announced a tile competitor.
I also have one of these.
Coming in, called the Samsung Smart Tag. It uses Bluetooth LE. It arrives January 27th, and it starts at $30. It lets you find your lost item. So it looks like you can attach it to like your key ring or a pet. Apparently it only works with Samsung devices though. So if you have another Android phone or iPhone, you're kind of SOL right now, which is weird.
See, now I would not normally pay money for this.
Because it doesn't support ultra wideband, so it's definitely like a tile.
Yeah, I would not normally pay money for this, but it was free, so I have one.
Yeah, I would almost, like, apparently there's going to be an ultra-wideband version called the Tag Plus coming out later this year for $10 more. I would almost wait for that, and because the ultra-wideband is going to allow you to, like, point your phone around, like it's a metal detector, and it will find stuff. Mm-hmm. This one is kind of like, the general vicinity. Somewhere in this room, your lost item is located. So,
yes,
it's interesting because like Apple was rumored to be doing AirTags at one point. So I imagine this got pushed out the door before AirTags came out. So I don't know. AirTags are in a, like a weird nether land of like being announced and not announced at the same time. It's like Schrodinger's Apple product. Like, I've even seen, like, third-party companies like Nomad, like, have products they've made and, like, is ready to go for these AirTags, which hasn't actually shipped yet.
So, or been announced.
Yeah, or been announced. Like, we just know about them because of, like, they were left in the iOS beta code and haven't been removed yet. Like, in the modern iOS builds, there are still references to, like, AirTags. So, like, somewhere in Cupertino, they have AirTags. So, whew, all right. So, three new phones.
Yes, and I actually already pre-ordered one. Yeah. So the S21, S21 Plus, and the S21 Ultra, they're here. They're kind of sexy. They're kind of big. And they're cheaper than last year's.
Yeah, on average, $200 cheaper. And it seems like they're in logical, like, $200 increments of, like, the S21, the S21 Plus, and then the S21 Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, starting at 800, 1,000, and 1,200 bucks. Basically, the difference between the S21 and the 21 Plus is, like, bigger screen, slightly bigger battery, and then the Ultra is, like, the one that gets, like, all the crazy feature, like, camera features. It actually has two telephoto lenses and the S Pen support.
Mm-hmm.
I find it interesting. Okay, so breaking it down, they all have the same processor. The S21 and S21 Plus have 8 gigs of RAM. The Ultra has 12 gigs of RAM, or 16, depending on how big your storage is, because, like, mm-hmm. you need more RAM to address the 512 storage. The mainline phones, the S21 and 21 Plus, do 128 gigs and 256 gigs of internal storage. They drop the micro SD card slot. They actually went with flat displays for the smaller two, which I actually kind of prefer. Like, I know that's, like, the cheaper option, but I kind of like that.
Honestly, I don't think many people liked the curved display.
They look really cool and they feel really cool, but then, like, it just makes it really hard to stick in a case. And a $1,200 phone, I am definitely sticking in a case.
Mm-hmm.
Micro SD expandable storage on Android's kind of been going the way of the Dodo for a few years now. So I'm mm-hmm. actually kind of surprised Samsung stuck with it so long. From an operating system perspective, it just really, really complicates things, especially whenever people buy, like, cheap micro SD cards and it really slows down the phone. So you got to do a bunch of stuff to mitigate against that. So, I can see why they finally dropped it. I think, like, Google's been, like, pushing everyone to, like, hey, if you can, please don't include that anymore. We'd really appreciate not to have to worry about, like, having applications or other storage just randomly be ejected from the operating system at any mm-hmm. point.
Yeah, so, see, I wish they still had this.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'll live without it.
I mean, storage has gotten cheap enough now. I mean, your new phone's going to have, what, 256 gigs of storage?
256.
Which is a goodly amount of storage.
I mean, I thought 128 on my phone was going to be enough, but I've been battling storage issues for the past, like, 6 months.
But do you ever remove data from your phone that you don't need?
I do too.
But do you really?
I do.
But do you really?
But I really do.
In a Thor voice. But do you really?
I do.
It's only going to get worse because your new phone will be able to shoot 4 or 8K.
Better 4K because I already oh ooh 8K I can't
shoot no 8K. No bad Devin you
I
don't
can
have
shoot
anything
8K I
you
know
don't
I
have anything nothing no. that can edit
if
it.
I put 4K on my laptop I'm pretty sure it would just catch on fire at this point.
It's gonna be like in Futurama whenever oh god what's the name of Nibbler like uses the bathroom and his like bathroom his turds are like spherical shape and like the weight of a neutron star. It'd be like dropping that on your keyboard.
Probably.
So the S21 and S21 Plus have a normal lens, normal lens, a ultra wide lens, and a telephoto lens.
Mm-hmm.
I think is it 3X or is it 5X on your phone?
5X.
Okay, it's 5x.
Yeah, 5x optical zoom.
Okay, and then the Ultra has 5x and 10x, and it does the 100x space zoom, but your phone does the 50x space zoom?
50x space zoom.
Which means, realistically, it's really going to top out at about 15 to 30. But for a parlor trick, it'll do 50.
Mm-hmm.
The Ultra comes with S Pen support, which leads to interesting questions about the future of the Galaxy Note line. Maybe they're just going to finally kill it?
I heard rumors that they were killing it.
I see about a bunch of back and forth. I bet you if this phone does really well, the Ultra, I can see them killing it later this year. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it has to be awkward, like, having, like, two flagships, like one at the beginning of the year and then one midway through the year.
Mm-hmm.
So it just feels like a lot of work for like minor updates.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the design, like how they like really like lean into the camera. I love the camera module on this guy.
Mm-hmm. I would not have bought the phone if it didn't have the telephoto.
Hmm.
So like, I never use ultra wide. I probably never will use ultra wide. Telephoto I could get into.
Does your phone not have telephoto now?
No.
Oh, do you only have one lens on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had 2 to 3 for like 4 years now. It's pretty magical.
Yeah, I don't have a triple lens phone.
Oh, you're gonna have so much fun playing with this. Just gonna unlock like so many like photographic opportunities. I really like the in the Samsung camera app on this phone, the director mode.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the Ultra, I think it works for any of them. But when you switch over to the director mode, it'll show you a live preview of the video coming out of each camera lens. So instead of having to swap them, you can see like a little preview and just like hot swap as you go.
Mm-hmm. That looks really cool.
Also, a lot more googly stuff on this phone. It looks like it comes with like...
There's no Bixby button.
There's no Bixby button.
Maybe they're realizing that nobody likes Bixby.
I feel so bad for people who actually worked on Bixby. Could you imagine going to work every day knowing that your job was to work on Bixby?
I would quit.
How do you compete against Google at Apple and even Microsoft with, like, you know, I mean, at Samsung? I mean, come on. That is like, you know what I mean? It's just like a Herculean task. Like, how do you compete against Google, the operating system?
You don't.
No, and they clearly didn't, because is Bixby even in this phone anymore? Did they?
Mm-mm.
There's no more Bixby? Do they take Bixby out of the Samsung?
I think so, but you can still use Bixby on the headphones.
Oh, dear.
So Bixby's not 100% dead, but it's getting there.
Okay.
I don't know. Bixby is one of those things that just really screams that Samsung is a hardware company, not a software company.
Bixby screamed of like Apple envy.
That too.
A lot of what Samsung does is like Apple envy. I like when Samsung just does like goofy Samsung stuff, like the S Pen that Apple doesn't do. And like, I don't know, like they, like, I think they announced also like they have their own like Samsung Fitness Plus program, and like, it's probably gonna be fine, but like, I don't know. They're just like chasing Apple into like weird
they
stuff.
They are, so. And it's kind of weird.
Anyway, more googly stuff. There's a special version of the Google Messaging app as the default SMS map. Mm-hmm. Also, the Google Now feed. Oh God, is that what they still call it? Is it Google Now still? Or
mm-hmm.
Anyway, instead of having the Bixby panel on the home screen, you can swipe over and get to that now on the main Samsung launcher.
Yeah.
So yeah. Also, the it has a in-display fingerprint reader, and that's bigger and faster this year. And also they did like quote unquote like downgrading the screens on the S20 and the S, I'm sorry, the S21 and the 21 Plus to only 1080p. But it does have the added benefit of being a variable refresh rate screen now.
Mm-hmm.
So it used to be if you wanted high refresh rate on the Samsung phones, you had to choose either 1080p and high refresh rate or 4K resolution, but none of the high refresh rate. So now this is variable speed. So like if you're scrolling through Twitter, it'll be buttery smooth. But if you go to watch like a YouTube video or like a movie, it'll do in 24 frames per second, like nature intended, like a normal movie. It's not going to like make a hobbit out of it and make everything or like do weird like Samsung motion smoothing on your YouTube videos. So like it can basically intelligently detect from the operating system what's actually going on the screen, and it'll mm-hmm. rev up and rev down the display accordingly now.
Yeah.
So you can do 4K 120 hertz on the Ultra, but it's not turned on by default. And if I had to guess, it's probably going to destroy that phone's battery life. So I don't know if I would recommend it.
So I spent 2 days debating on whether or not I wanted this phone.
Was it really, if you really wanted this phone, or really just like which of the three versions you really wanted?
Yeah, I couldn't tell if I wanted the Plus or the non-Plus and Cat.
Cat. Three.
Okay. So I couldn't decide if I wanted a Plus or not a Plus. So, I don't know. It took me 2 days to figure it out. And I think ultimately you ended up picking for me, which is what I wanted you to do anyway, because I didn't know.
Well, I mean, you're like me, and you're always, like, juggling a million things at one time, and normally, like, carrying stuff, including multiple backpacks or computer gear, and I know you're like me, and your phone is always in your hand, and you're always replying to something with one hand and doing something with the other hand.
Mm-hmm.
So
all while balancing coffee.
Yes, and so that's why I encouraged Devin to get the S20, because I felt like the S20... S21 versus the S21 Plus, because I think the Plus model would be like just a little bit too big for Devin.
Yeah, see, I already dropped my phone like 9 times a day.
That too.
And I didn't know if the bigger phone would make that better or worse.
Maybe if you got like a pop socket on the really big phone. But then
I'm not going to sacrifice wireless charging for a pop socket.
Yeah, like they have those like pop socket like chargers, but then you have to use like the special pop socket charger everywhere you go, and that's not a good life to live.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy like $460 pop socket chargers.
No, and then like if you ever go to use somebody else's like wireless charger, it's not going to work either.
Yeah, so I ended up getting the normal size phone, even though I hate the plastic back, but I bought it. It'll be here next month. Also, I'm just really surprised. It only took like 1 day for me to pick the phone.
Hmm.
But like with every hour, the date just getting pushed back.
I was surprised how quickly it bumped up. I didn't realize like there was, I guess it's like the new design that people are excited about.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, maybe. That or just because the S20s are so hard to get a hold of right now?
Well, that, and then they lower the price by $200. So, I mean, it's like, I mean, if for someone who most people don't upgrade every year. So, like, people were planning on upgrading anyway. And then there people were probably like, oh, wow, it's $200 cheaper than I expected it to be. I'm sold.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Samsung is like really, really good about, giving you discounts on like trading in phones as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I got mine for like $400.
Wow. I mean, even my really old Galaxy S7, Samsung is like offering me like $200 for that phone.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's just like them going, we just want you to buy this phone. We just want you to buy the new phone.
Mm-hmm.
So. Other than that, what was it? Unfortunately, it did lose like Samsung Pay's like more interesting feature that it would like you could use it with like normal credit card readers and don't have to have NFC terminals, but
see, that's a convenient feature that most people forget about. And honestly, like, it causes more hassle than it's worth.
That was my understanding, because everyone that I know that's ever used it have been accused of stealing in the store.
Exactly. So, like, this isn't a big deal. Plus, it's Samsung Pay. Not really many people use it anyway.
It looks like Samsung is partnering with Audi, BMW, Ford, and Genesis to turn your phone into a car key. Which is interesting, because Google hasn't done this yet. So I don't know why Samsung is doing this, but it's interesting. I feel like this is just going to be replaced by Google at one point, but cool, Samsung.
Yeah.
I do like the AR-based, like, car finder, though, that, like, puts, like, green arrows and you can, like, point your phone. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool, but beyond this, like, this is going to get taken over by Google.
Yeah, but it is kind of cool that Apple and Samsung are kind of pushing car makers to support ultra-wideband, so eventually, hopefully, more than just BMWs will support CarPlay.
Hopefully.
I'm sorry,
because BMWs are not cheap.
Apple Key or, anyway. Anything else you want to talk about from Samsung land?
Not really, but I'm excited. I'm getting all of this in like a month.
Mm-hmm. So, refresh everyone, what did you order exactly?
I got a 256 gig S21, the purple Galaxy Buds Pro, and a smart tag.
Ah, very nice.
And we'll be putting all of that in an OtterBox.
Did you order power adapters? Because your phone doesn't come with power adapters now.
I have not, and I'm very salty about that. But I need to do that, though.
You should, because you don't want to get next month and not have power adapters for your brand new phone.
Like, seriously, like, I get you're trying to save money, but come on. Give me the power brick.
Evan is very salty about this. At least your phone has USB Type-C and you can use your USB Type-C cables. I'm still stuck with Lightning and Apple won't kill it. And I just like want them to kill it because all of their other stuff uses USB Type-C now. And maybe I just want to use one charger.
Maybe you shouldn't have bought an iPhone. Maybe you should have gotten a Pixel or an S21.
I'm already living the Apple life. I got the Apple Watch and the AirPods and the Apple TV.
I don't know. I was accused by my Twitter followers today of being a Samsung fangirl.
Just because you bought the Galaxy Buds?
More because I pre-ordered Galaxy Buds and the phone, and I'm getting a Samsung watch, and I have a Samsung tablet.
I mean, you're getting a little bit of that like synergy that you get with Apple ecosystem, and you're like, oh, all my things work together really nicely.
Not really.
Well, hopefully they work together well.
Hopefully.
So, speaking of things that work together well, I'm presuming that because Devin is really excited about this next thing, the ice cream pods.
Yeah, so Cold Snap has ice cream pods. So essentially think K-cups, but ice cream.
So why this over just having ice cream in your freezer?
Because ice cream in the freezer takes up a lot of room.
But don't you always have room in your heart for ice cream?
No, because when you're not the only person in the house, people would rather have things like mixers and things to cook with. Or too many pounds of frozen vegetables.
But you don't put mixers in your freezer. And who in your family doesn't like ice cream? I mean, always in my house we've had ice cream growing up. Is this just a weird Hobie's family thing that we always feel like we have to have ice cream?
Because like it's kind of rare for my family to have ice cream.
My family is like, as long as I can remember, always had something of ice cream. There's always a container of ice cream.
Cream has always been like a treat for my family.
I mean, it's a treat for us. We just, everyone likes it. So, like, I don't know. My family's just big ice cream people, I guess.
I like ice cream. I wish I would eat more ice cream, but like, every time I try to buy ice cream, my dad's like, I'm not paying for that.
Oh, if only you made your own paycheck to buy ice cream.
And I don't, it's just, it's not that big of a priority for me to buy ice cream.
Gotcha. For me, like shelf space, counter space is more a premium than freezer space.
Oh, We definitely have the opposite for me.
We have the opposite. Like, we don't have any more room for appliances, so this is not appealing in that regard.
Plus, like, these, like, little, like, pods don't have to be, like, stored anything special. I think you can store them, like, in a pantry.
Hmm.
And plus, yeah, no, I like this.
So
you can also make cocktails and smoothies.
Smoothies are interesting.
I'm also pro like any pod-based food drink. It makes you feel like you're living in the future.
Devin is ready for spaceships.
I am ready for spaceships.
Have you purchased pod lipstick?
I have not purchased pod lipstick, but I also don't wear lipstick.
Or pod-based cookies?
Yes, I have eaten a pod-based cookie.
Or pod-based tortillas?
Pod-based tortillas was a step too far.
There's apparently pod weed, too.
I have had pod cocktails, and they're kind of eh.
So what's the name of this thing?
Cold Snap.
Cold Snap. That's the name of like a local ice cream place. So my brain will never remember that.
Yeah.
Ooh, sorry. I had a burrito bowl and a little bit of hot sauce in this burning hole through my chest. Okay. So OnePlus didn't actually announce any phones this week, but they announced a wearable.
Mm-hmm. So it's a budget fitness tracker. It's not a smartwatch. It's just a like.
Mm-hmm.
Diet Fitbit.
Okay. So it's like a Fitbit from like 5 years ago, but it is only $34.
Yeah, it's called the OnePlus Band. It is heart rate and blood oxygen monitors, as well as fitness and sleep tracking. And the battery lasts up to 2 weeks.
Yeah. I really wish Apple would make one of these and price it at like $100 and have all the Apple Watch fitness features sans the watch. Cause like mm-hmm. I would totally, if Apple did something like this for like $99, I would buy them in a heartbeat for my parents. It's just $250 to $400 is like a little beyond me being able to buy random technology for family members.
Yeah. Also, this is only launched in India so far.
Oh, that would explain why Android Central is literally the only one that's done a review of this, because they cover in tech from India.
Yes, this is why when we were working on show notes, I initially did not include the story, because it's only in India.
Okay, well, maybe it'll come out, it's interesting. The whole category is to me. I'm wondering if maybe we'll get something like this but runs Wear OS now that Google owns Fitbit.
Maybe.
Is the Fitbit Google's like Fitbit acquisition like finally finalized after a full year now?
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking on Fitbit's website and like, man, their app is just like so much nicer than like Google Fit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just like night and day, like so much better, like more data, more intelligent, more aesthetically pleasing, more features. Like, I almost feel like the Fitbit app should just become Google Fit.
Mm-hmm.
Just like have someone like write a import tool and be like, hey, your new app is Fitbit. So maybe. Anyway, just a thought. Speaking of Wear OS, Fossil announced a Gen 5 with LTE now. Like,
why?
Here's Apple, the Apple Watch.
Why?
Finally, LTE. And it's only $350 as opposed to being $500.
Why?
But they're not using the new Snapdragon.
I was so disappointed when this came out. Like, I was expecting the Gen 6. Like, where is the Gen 6? My Gen 5 is just about had it. I've got glass literally falling off the screen.
Given that Samsung literally just, I'm sorry, not Samsung, Google literally just acquired Fitbit this month. Sorry.
Sorry, I clicked the wrong app and my snarky weather robot happened.
Gotcha, sorry. I wouldn't expect any big Wear OS hardware or changes until the fall, like full stop. So if you want a Wear OS watch and you're in desperate need of your Wear OS watch, I would consider a refurbished Fossil Gen 5. They go for about $180 on Fossil's website. They're like half the price of this thing. And they're not going to be in a weird limbo state of whenever Google finally gets on Wear OS and does stuff with it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I was so sad when this came out. Just so sad. Like the Gen 6 was supposed to come out in November.
Mm-hmm.
But if
the new Snapdragon, is that faster or is it just more energy efficient?
Both.
Okay. So theoretically, when the Gen 6 comes out, the Gen 6s will now have LTE. So that'll be nice. But yeah, this is a weird intermittent step, and I don't know why they're doing it and not the new chipset too at the same time. But I don't know. Oh gosh, one second. So yeah, this is a weird product that I don't know why it exists, because it's surely going to be released with the new processors at one point whenever Google updates Wear OS, which I presume they're still working on because they just bought Fitbit.
Yeah.
And it uses eSIM and it's exclusive to Verizon. This is a very weird watch. I didn't even realize it was exclusive just to Verizon.
Yeah, this is so weird.
So, hopefully, whatever the next Gen 6 is, LTE will be the new default, and I think that will be nice. So, if nothing comes from this, but LTE is like the default, like built into it for free, great. But in the meantime, okay.
So, it looks like Stadia is going to be built into LG TVs in 2021.
Interesting.
As well as GeForce Now.
Also interesting, because LG runs Wear OS. So, I'm sorry. It's also coming to Google TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting to have in more places. I wonder if Apple will let it on the Apple TV.
I kind of doubt it, because isn't it a direct competitor to Apple Arcade?
Ish? Not really. Apple Arcade is kind of more indie games, so like it's not stuff like Destiny and Assassin's Creed Valhalla and stuff like that, so like it's not really the same thing. Like the Apple TV can't play those games anyway, even if they updated it with like the new Apple Silicon stuff. It's not going to be able to compete with a PlayStation 5 or a gaming PC, so like maybe.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. I'm so proud of Google for sticking with Stadia into year two. So hopefully they won't kill it before it actually becomes a viable product for people to try.
See, now I kind of think that they should just kill it.
You have been jaded too many times by Google.
Yeah. Yeah, I have. And I may be testing Luna because I got accepted into the beta. but you have to pay for the controller, and I'm not sure if I want to do that.
Well, I have no desire for Luna.
See, I would trust Luna more than Stadia, because Amazon is less notorious for killing products than Google.
They just like make products disappear and then pretend they don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
They just disappear like the Amazon Big Mouth Billy Bass.
You can still buy that.
Can you?
Yes, I saw it on Amazon the other day.
Can you really buy it? Have you?
Yes. Looked? Yes, I almost purchased it as a gag gift.
I don't believe you.
Yes.
quickly to Amazon. I don't think Amazon directly makes them anymore. I think it's through a third-party reseller. Alyosha Big Mouth Billy Bass. Yeah, seeing that only one of them is available, I'm pretty sure this product has been discontinued.
It has been discontinued, but you can still purchase it. Wait, you can buy a fishing game for the toilet?
You can also apparently buy a twerking Christmas bear compatible with Alexa to make your Christmas bear twerk. I think that's much more useful. That's what we need to save Christmas, Devin.
No, I'm thinking that everyone needs this weird fishing game for the toilet.
What we really need are really large monitors from Dell.
Yes, yes, we do.
Dell has created this monster 40-inch curved ultra widescreen monitor. It's 5K 2K, so it's like 5120 by 2160. It's a 21 by 9 aspect ratio, so it's lots of pixels. It can charge a MacBook Pro by up to 90 watts, and it includes HDMI 2.0, DisplayPort 1.5, 4 USB Type-A, Ethernet port, a 3mm jack, and a Type-B upstream port. So it has like all the ports built into this one monitor. I love it. I want it, but I am not paying $2,100 for this amazing looking monitor.
Yeah, that's a really expensive monitor.
This is like the CEO monitor, but
you know, I bet you could buy it at work.
No, even at work, that would be a step too far. But we could all aspire to having really fancy 40-inch curved monitors, and maybe one day I will have this as well.
See, now I don't necessarily want this. I would much rather have an array of monitors versus one big monitor.
I've lived the big monitor life, and I think it's pretty great.
Yeah, I'd much rather have like 4 or 5 littler monitors.
Ooh, sorry. Speaking of monitors, LG has updated their ultrafine display that originally came out with their partnership with Apple. And now you can get a 31-inch 4K display from LG that is actually AMOLED now. And it actually supports DCI-3 P3, 99% of that, and Adobe RGB. So for creators, this will be a very, very nice display. Like, this is like a display you want for video editing. So with the OLED, it'll give you like inky, inky black. So I'm moderately terrified of the price because its predecessor was $1,200. But it's still $900 cheaper than that Dell.
Yes, but not by much.
No. Otterbox makes gaming accessories now? What?
Yes. So they announced it at CES. They have phone clips as well as protective cases for controllers and controller grips.
I don't have trouble holding on to controllers. Do people still have that issue?
I have that issue.
Really? I haven't had that issue. I can't remember when.
Mm-hmm. So it's $40, the new Easy Grip controller shell. It's antimicrobial.
Whoa. Wow.
And it will keep your hands more comfortable from sweat, and it helps you not drop it And it has swappable grip pads for comfortability and colors.
Oh, that's neat.
Like, I would totally buy this if I had an Xbox.
What is this Game Carry case exactly?
So it's a OtterBox for
your controller.
Yeah, your controller. So you can stick it in your bag and there you go. It has a flip-up little stand so you can put your phone in there. And it also has a pass-through port so you can charge it with a portable battery.
Oh, very clever. I like the that's my only problem with like game controllers attached to phones is like, how do you protect that game controller? Because I don't want to just like throw one in my book bag and end up getting destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very cool. I may have to check it out and see if it's actually compatible with my PlayStation controller.
Maybe. So pop sockets are now a MagSafe accessory.
Yeah, my sister is going to be super excited about this because actually, no, she's not due for her phone right now. But when she gets her next iPhone, she will definitely be buying these things because she loves pop socket. So they support the MagSafe standard. So they just pop onto any case that supports MagSafe, including like OtterBoxes or Apple's own MagSafe case.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was pretty cool. I almost didn't send this to my younger sister because I thought that like the, what do you call it? That texture. What's the name of that texture? Marble.
Oh, the marble.
That type. Marble. Yeah, like I thought that was kind of ugly, but she's super excited about it. So some people really love marble, I guess. Mm-hmm. Not really my thing.
So PopSockets also has come out with the PopSocket wireless charger. Because the common thing about PopSockets is once it's there, you can't wireless charge your phone anymore, which is the only reason why I have never bought a PopSocket.
Well, now with the MagSafe, you won't have to anymore.
Mm-hmm. So. With MagSafe or with the PopSocket wireless charger.
I would not hold my breath that the pop socket charger lasts much longer after this.
This is true. I don't know. I kind of wish they had the pop socket defender for the S21 because I would totally buy it.
Do they do defender pop sockets or is it
they
just
don't? Commuter? It's just the commuter, and I'm sad.
Oh, I mean that's a lot of phone of a defender.
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't know if a commuter is enough protection for my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wish it was, because I really, really want the pop socket case, but I don't think it is.
All right, chipset time. Hope it's going to be brief. Intel 11th generation are rolling out now. It features 8 cores and some important built-in stuff, including Wi-Fi 6 and Thunderbolt 4. These are definitely more energy-hungry processors, so these are going to be in like your gaming and pro-level laptops. But basically, you can have for your like portable gaming laptops, they will be able to be much more powerful without having to be like the size of like a cinder block.
Yeah.
More importantly, I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No, go ahead.
More importantly, the 12th generation is coming out later this year. It is a hybrid chip called Alder Lake, but it's a competitor to Apple's M1. It's a hybrid chip that promises much better battery life while maintaining Intel's performance. It'll be interesting to see how it actually competes with Apple's processors, but I was seeing some laptops with like promising like 15 plus hours of battery life on these things later this year. So that would be interesting. So Intel got a new CEO. So maybe we'll see.
Maybe.
Speaking of like the new Intel chipsets, Lenovo has a new ThinkPad X1 Titan. Oh, good God, that is such a long name. Lenovo ThinkPad X1 Titanium Yoga.
Unlike the name, the actual device is slim.
It's really thin. Looks like minor changes. I just like the titanium body because I would love titanium to. I would love to titanium to become like a regular laptop material again. It just feels really classy and high quality. In the past, they had some Wi-Fi issues with titanium not being very like permissible for Wi-Fi. So hopefully they've solved that issue now. But titanium looks nice.
Titanium does look nice, but I don't know. Laptops that thin worry me.
I don't really worry me like when they're metal like that. I just because like the MacBook Air is like a solid chunk of metal. I don't worry about it bending or anything like that. I just, for me, I need more ports and more RAM and more storage and a graphic. You know, I mean, I need more power. I just can't get by on a thin and light. My iPad is my thin and light.
Yeah, and I just don't even care if the laptop's thin and light anymore. I just don't care.
Which is a lie, because Devin just bought a MacBook Air.
I mean, I bought that because I wanted to learn macOS, not that I wanted thin and light. I'm not going to carry that around with me.
Okay, January 17th. Okay, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, so the X1 Titanium Yoga starts at $1,900. And you should be able to pre-order this week.
Microsoft had a minor announcement, which was weird, but Microsoft announced a Surface Pro 7 Plus exclusively for businesses and schools. It is a minor update, but it includes a bigger battery, a removable solid state drive, and LTE. So I think there's a little bit better camera tech in it as well. I don't think Microsoft is ready for a Surface Pro 8 yet. That's probably going to be the same body style as like the Surface Pro X, if I had to just hazard a guess there. And the Surface products are in such hot demand right now for schools and businesses with COVID. I think that they wanted to get something out there for people because people were just like really want these things. So, and I'm all for, and And having built-in LTE is particularly in 2020 with like people working from home is actually kind of becoming more important. I've found some of my coworkers whose like home internet connection can't handle that many connections, but sometimes they can fall back and use like, hey, child number two, you used the LTE modem for a little while for you to do your class, and child number one used the Wi-Fi, and I will also use the Wi-Fi for work. I have coworkers doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting, but yeah, Surface Pro 7 Plus, it's available for schools and businesses. I think there are some workarounds if you want to get it. You can go to like a particular website if you dig around and probably buy one, but again, it's a minor update, so unless like you broke your Surface and you need a new one, you're buying a fleet of them, I would ignore it. All right, HP Dragonfly laptops. They got 11 chin processors, and more importantly, they got 5G. I'm hoping we get. I lost track of how many laptops do 5G right now, but I was hoping that would be more of a thing this year. Am I crazy, or did premium laptops get 5G, and I'm just missing something?
Premium laptops have been getting 5G, and you're missing something.
Oh, okay.
Maybe like literally every single laptop we talked about the past couple weeks has 5G.
Gotcha. Well, anyway, this continues the trend. More 5G everywhere in all the things. Maybe we've just been covering 5G laptops so much. I felt like
you keep including them in the show notes and I keep trying to remove them.
Because 5G laptops are way more important than 5G on your phone. You will probably hardly ever use 5G on your phone, but 5G on a laptop is transformative. Mark my words. So also HP has a really cool like built-in tile tracker as well for these laptops because they're fancy like businessy laptops, and they have a cool automatic shutter on the webcam. So as well as like multi-array microphones and video cameras. That's been a big trend this year in CES, is like suddenly laptops have really good microphones and webcams because people are on video calls all day.
And this probably isn't going to change.
No, I think, I mean, for me, the Dragonfly is like the future of laptops, in the sense of like good camera, good microphone, good screen. It has 5G, so you can work from anywhere. When you lose your laptop, you can track it with Tile. It has a number of ports to it. You know what I mean? It has like physical ports for you to plug in stuff. So not no dongle city. Because there's been a big resurgence over the last year in like traditional clamshell laptops. So I think this is like a pretty nice clamshell laptop. So I haven't been tempted to get an HP in a while, but this machine is, I really like it. Sorry. That's ultimately why I included it in the show notes, is I really like this laptop.
Well, Lenovo has another laptop. It is the ThinkBook Plus Gen 2. Lenovo needs a better marketing person, but it has a e-ink display on the lid.
Did anyone buy these?
I don't know.
Oh, I did see that one gaming laptop that you could set the display on the back to have stuff. I did see one of those at Auburn recently.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot remember the name of it. I think it's an MSI, but I saw it. One of our students have it. I was like, oh, you're the first person I've ever seen with that laptop. It's actually a real thing. I wanted to go up to them, but social distancing, so.
Yeah. So essentially it's a laptop with a Kindle glued to the lid.
Yeah, I mean, for a student, I could see it would be neat, but dang, they're so expensive. I don't know how a student could afford one. I mean, it'd just be cheaper to buy a $50 Kindle and then a separate laptop.
But then hot glue it on top.
Or just use them separately, but okay.
But hot glue it on top.
I mean, I can see the purpose. Like, I could see for, like particularly, like, medical school students would love something like this. But, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of them, like, read so many PowerPoints and PDFs that color is also important. So I don't know who this thing is for.
Mm-hmm. Well, ooh. If you want it, it comes with 16 gigs of RAM and up to a terabyte of storage and an i5 processor. It'll come around sometime this quarter for $1,600.
All right, Razer Blade laptops getting QHD screens. I guess QHD is back now, because like we had them and then they went away and then they're back again.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, QHD laptop gaming laptops are back, I guess because of that the Intel 11th generation processors we were talking about earlier. Also, Razer made a really cool face mask with RGB.
It did make a really cool face mask. It has an N95 in it. And it has RGB, and I want one.
It's just a concept, but the moment they come available, I'm sure Devin will buy one.
Why not put RGB on your face? If you're forced to cover your face, why can't I put RGB on it?
Speaking of RGB, Asus. Oh gosh, this is such... I hate these names so much. This is the only thing about... One of the things I hate about CES. Asus has the Asus ROG Claymore 2 mechanical keyboard has a detachable number pad.
I want this keyboard.
I knew you would want this keyboard, and that's why I included it, because I know you love detachable number pads and detachable things.
I do love detachable things. It's wired or wireless, and it's got their own switches. It's an individually addressable LED keys. It's so cool. They also have a mouse, but it doesn't look all that impressive.
Yeah, it looks ambidextrous, though. Maybe. Yes. I don't know. Maybe the buttons are on both sides.
Ambidextrous mice should be more common and not cost so much.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't believe how much money I spent on this mouse, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, and the keyboard is actually USB Type-C.
I want this keyboard. How long does one normally keep a mechanical keyboard before replacing it?
I don't know. I think normally people just like hand down mechanical keyboards to infect other people with mechanical keyboards. So they find someone that they can like brainwash into wanting mechanical keyboards and like use the excuse. So I'm giving one to a friend as an excuse to get their own, get their next like mechanical keyboard fix.
Like, I have two of them. How many mechanical keyboards is too many mechanical keyboards for one person?
Maybe find a friend to give one of your mechanical keyboards and be like, darn, I need another one.
I know, like, I want this, but the only problem with the Asus is that they don't have a price or a release date yet.
Well, it's Q2 of later this year. No price, though.
No price. I need another keyboard. I think it's time for another keyboard. Kind of like, oh, it's time for another 3D printer.
No, Devin. You're not allowed another 3D printer. You don't have room for another 3D printer? You
can't. I have room for another 3D printer.
No, your cat needs a litter box.
Does he? Does he, though?
Do you want him putting hot, steamy prints on your print bread all the time?
As long as they're not on the print bed, I'm fine with him pooping other places.
No. Anyway, NVIDIA RTX 3000 everywhere and all the things, and Wi-Fi 6 and MSI's really thick and big laptops, because it's just, I don't like, I know people who like MSI laptops. I just find them a little bit too big for my taste.
See, I would buy an MSI laptop.
I hate the trackpads or the fiery pad. I think the new ones are better, but like a few years ago, their trackpads were like truly horrendous and like would make me rage when I was trying to help professors who had those laptops. I was like, do you have a mouse? I need a mouse. Your trackpad is so bad. I need a mouse.
I mean, I already feel that way about my laptop's trackpad, so.
Your laptop trackpad is garbage.
It is. I need a new one.
Well, what you should do is look at this new Asus dual screen ZenBook that you were all hot and heavy about last year.
This is so cool. Like, I really want one of these.
Oh, it does have a trackpad, but it's to the right.
Yeah, see, that's the only problem is that the trackpad's on the right and I'm left-handed.
Oh, I forgot about that. That is a problem.
That's the only reason why I did not like impulse purchase this.
So big screen and then a little screen and then a cramped keyboard and a tiny trackpad.
I still kind of want it.
It's so weird.
But this year, the tiny screen is slantable.
Yeah, that makes it more useful. I don't know what software supports that. It's going to be always weird. Asus software? I don't know. It feels like it's like a weird tack on top of Windows and not really supported. So I don't have a lot of desire for something like this because it's not like officially supported by the operating system. I'm just always wary of like Asus like not being interested in something anymore and just like giving up on something. Oh gosh. Sorry. Apple Podcaster.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I still think it's cool.
Fair enough. Asus's new Chromebook now offers military grade durability. Which is, I don't understand because of that hinge mechanism. I feel like it's an oxymoron. Is that hinge mechanism strong? Or they're claiming military grade, but like, that hinge mechanism, I feel like it's going to get like a bagel on that thing and like snap it in half.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, when it's closed, it says it meets military durability on this new Chromebook with Wi-Fi 6 and Harman speakers, but I don't know. I think it all depends on the price, but this is like a Chromebook for professionals. And we had that discussion last week about Chromebooks for professionals. Mm-hmm. Is this really just built for like Google engineers who work in data centers?
I think so.
Like this is like people who like roll around in a data center all day on a scooter and potentially drop laptops or they're holding a laptop up in the air with one hand and typing it on another as it's like consoled into a server.
Probably.
This feels like the Google data center laptop now that Google's not doing it. So they were like, hey, Asus, why don't you like market this towards the military, but really, this is going to be our standard issue for every Google data center engineer ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the hardware looks nice. I just, Chrome OS. Speaking of Chrome OS, Windows 10 leaked. I'm sorry, Windows 10X leaked this week. So it looks like it's going to be a near final build. It's like Microsoft's version of Chrome OS. So modern looking design, very minimal computing experience. It looks like it runs the new Kreg and the Windows Store apps, kind of like Esmo does. And probably eventually traditional Windows 10 apps, I'm sorry, Windows 10 apps and emulation, kind of like a Chromebooks does for Android apps. The more interesting thing about this, though, obviously, is like if your organization uses Office 365 and like Azure Active Directory, it's going to be a way more of a no-brainer. Uh-huh. In terms of that, like it, like at my college, people can just like literally sign into this thing and like all of their data instantly appears and there's no setup that I will have to do. Like I will be able to buy a 10X device and just be like, here's a virtual lab computer. But yeah, it'll be interesting because one of the rumors I've heard for 10X is they're also going to allow 10X to run Android apps. So it could be in the future you got 10X machines that run on Chrome OS hardware, like that Asus that we just talked about, that can run legacy Windows 10 apps when you need to, and then also Android apps when you need to as well.
Maybe.
So that'll be interesting. The design looks really modern. It's Windows 10-esque minus some of like the legacy stuff, like the old like control panel and whatnot. So it'll be interesting to see how it does. So I guess we'll probably hear more about this in March. So, all right. Ooh, last few stories. Anchor, new headphones. Devin, go.
What? Sorry, I completely zoned out.
Oh, I can tell. That's why I said, Devin, go. Anchor headphones.
They are Anchor headphones, but at this point, just buy the branded ones that come with your phone now. Honestly, like, if you have a Samsung, get Samsung. If you have a Pixel, get Pixel Buds. If you have an iPhone, get AirPods.
Well, these do have active noise cancellation. The case does charge over Type-C or Qi charging, and they retail for $130, but because it's Anchor, they'll probably be on sale for like $99.
This is true. These are probably your best budget options.
With active noise cancelling. So.
Yeah.
They kind of look like a hybrid between AirPods and AirPods Pro, so they're like a little bit longer, so they get longer battery life than a normal AirPod. But they have like the squishy removable tips like the AirPods Pro.
Yeah, so Google speakers are giving you a guest mode. So you can have guests use your smart speakers, but it will limit access to your personal data.
Temporarily, huh. So it's like incognito mode for Google Assistant.
Yeah, so it won't save queries to your Google account. It won't, like, things like your calendar won't be shown, but it'll do basic things like set timers and answer questions and play music.
Oh, so I guess the idea is, like, when you have guests come on, you can tell your speakers to switch over to guest mode so that, like, whenever they start searching for stuff, it doesn't show up in your Google history.
Mm-hmm. That or they're not helping you cook in the kitchen and they're looking at your calendar.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So, mm-hmm. You know, for that future time that we can have guests over in our homes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's good that Google's doing something because they definitely checked out last year, like checked out hard. So this is 2021. This is a new year. Hopefully this will be Google's year and everything good will happen to Devin because she had a really sad 2020 after Apple firing on all cylinders and Microsoft firing on all cylinders and Amazon firing on mostly all cylinders. And then Google was like, I give up. There were many like dark nights of Devin's soul that she was like, oh, I'm gonna have to get an iPhone and an Apple Watch and even a Mac one day if Google keeps this up and doesn't
crap together. Like, it's already starting. I have an Apple TV, which I mean was purchased for me on a whim, but I bought a Mac. It's nowhere near my daily driver. It's just a toy, but I did purchase a Mac, so like Google needs to get its stuff together.
Yeah, I'm hoping that, like I said earlier, I'm hoping we get like some Chromebook updates this year and like some Android updates and Wear OS updates. And oh man, I am tired. So Hugh, I'm confused by this thing. I thought I understood it, and then I reopened the story, and now I don't understand it.
I also don't understand it.
Okay, so Hugh introduced a long-awaited light switch module. Oh, okay. So you replace your wall switch with this Hue switch, and it turns your lights in the ceiling into Hue lights. So you control your lights. So like if you have ceiling like lights that already have lights in it, or like something that like could not take Hue lights, like a chandelier, I guess, you could swap it out with this thing and basically control it with Hue, or your Hue scenes are included in like your home automations with Google Assistant or Siri. Does that make sense?
No, it does not, because later down in the article it says that you can only use this with Hue smart lights, not with dumb lights.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Let's just move on and not figure this out right now.
Sorry, I was waiting for my butt. Also, outdoor light bars. And a new Hue dimmer switch.
I don't get the point of a physical dimmer switch when you can literally just ask your assistant to dim the lights or do it now. I don't get it.
When you have loved ones or guests who don't want to reach for their smartphone every time to turn a light on and off. So It is a concession to loved ones and other
Fair guests enough. In your home. Fair enough. I would never buy these. Like, that's the whole point of putting smart lights in, so that you never have to touch your light switches.
I have both.
Okay, then. Well, that is it. Nope. That was a lot.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope. We got one more.
I was trying to skip it.
Why? Does your heart not delight with this?
Not particularly.
Did you not play this game so much as a child?
No, actually.
Really? You didn't play it? My siblings and I just played the crap out of it.
I never had this.
You never had Pokemon Snap?
Never.
Ah, it's so much fun. It came out when I was like 10. We like got it from Blockbuster like so many times. It's just like a game. You go around and you take photos of Pokemon.
Yeah, I never had this.
It was totally a thing in the early 2000s. And you just like, you would go across different levels and you would see Pokemon in their natural habitat. Mm-hmm. And you could do stuff like throw apples at them and they would like eat the apples, or sometimes to like lure a Pokemon in for like other shots, or sometimes you could like hit a Pokemon with an apple and like knock it over and make it angry and do stuff.
What console was this?
The Nintendo 64.
Yeah, I never had a 64.
You could even take your cartridge to a Best Buy, I'm sorry, not Best Buy, to a Blockbuster, and stick your cartridge into this special kiosk, and it would print your Pokemon photos out on little stickers.
Yeah, no, I never had this.
So, yeah, there's a new version of Pokemon Snap coming out with all the new monsters, and it's coming out for the Switch. This year is going to be Pokemon's 25th anniversary, so I expect there to be lots of Pokemon announcements this year. Probably big Pokemon Go, probably some, like, Black and White remakes, so... Should be a fun year for... Also, Zelda, I think, is 30th. Is it... Oh, no. Is it 35th anniversary for Zelda?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Zelda also has a big anniversary this year as well. So I'm really hoping for a Legend of Zelda collection. That would make my year so much better. So, I have a cat.
You do have a cat.
He's pretty cute.
He is cute.
All right, so we don't have picks of the week because this was a long show. Unless Devin has a pick of the week she would like to talk about.
Nope.
Fair enough. So do you have any projects you're working on or anything you would like to plug before we wrap this thing up?
Mm-mm.
Oh, fair enough. So where can we find you on the internet, Devin?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DevinJCR. And if you're interested in 3D printing and gaming, you can follow me on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch at Designs by Devin.
Very cool. You can follow me on all the social things, Instagram, Medium, and Twitter at Hobie Henning.
All right. With that, we hope everyone stays safe. Wear a mask in public, wash your hands, try not to get COVID. And until next time, stay curious.